broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 16th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen. Thank heavens to our founding fathers. They gave their lives, their fortunes and more for the sacred cause of liberty, and they left us a blueprint with checks and balances, and that's the way we restore the republic. We don't need a revolution, but we do want a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Hope you're doing absolutely fantastic. Now, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you first by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com. Or dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Also brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, that's GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Also brought to you by Raw Honey, directly delivered to your door. You want incredible tasting raw honey? Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Yesterday's broadcast, hour one, we had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. We talked about the Trump campaign revokes Washington Post credentials. Yeah, Americans' trust in the mainstream media remains at historic low. Gallup poll bringing those details to you folks. It's obvious why. They're not genuine or honest in their reporting at all. Trump's sick of it. The American people are sick of it. And the mainstream press still doesn't even understand why we're mad at them, folks. We also talked about the Worldly Southern Baptist Convention repudiates Confederate flag. DailyCan.com brought that piece forward. The bottom line is they said the Confederate flag is racist. Get rid of it. In my opinion, they're trying to, it's like 1984, revise history. It's bogus, folks. People who believe in the Confederate flag are not racist. Now, that's a general statement. There are people that are racist in all walks of life, and we stand against that view. But the idea that you can just reject history, that Confederate flag means a lot of things to a lot of people, especially those who have had ancestors that died, especially those who believe in states' rights, etc. The overwhelmingly white Southern Baptist Convention hypocritically voted this week to repudiate the display of the Confederate flag. Wow. Interesting. 2 million plus unprocessed ballots in California. Wow. What do you say about that, huh? I guess it doesn't matter when the elections are rigged, huh? Why are so many bankers committing suicide? Great question. Are they really, or are they being singled out and executed, huh? Dead bankers, by the way, don't talk. That was hour one of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two, we talked about this guy by the name of Ari Nagel. He is a professor that donates sperm, but he does it in city bathrooms. He has sired 22 children. The big daddy just insists that he likes spreading his seed. Despite the court cases and the child support payments, Nagel says he has no regrets. He's open to more kids. He says he's in talks with several women looking to conceive, although he concedes he's kind of getting a little old for this now. He's in his 40s, you know. Financially, it's bankrupting me. I'm kind of happy with the way it's turned out. I got my children, he says. Very strange stuff, folks. But again, it's immoral as all get out, the way this is all going down. But he caters to lesbian and single women to give them children. certainly in my humble opinion, not the optimal opportunity for child rearing. Nevertheless, that's not a slight against the single mothers or the mothers who are doing their very best in life, despite circumstances that are not very favorable in many times. Our prayers are with those folks, and many of them do a tremendous job with the pressure they're under. Apple unleashes its AI or artificial intelligence. They say Super Siri will battle Amazon, Facebook, and Google. It's all about the ecosphere. As I articulated yesterday on the broadcast, Microsoft to buy networking site LinkedIn for $26+ billion. I say it's a foolhardy move, to say the least. They're spending just gazillions of dollars only to eventually shut down and write off. Shut down the companies that they purchase and then write off the money spent. Chick-fil-A, incredible. The headline says Chick-fil-A did what? After gay club shooting? Why isn't this viral? Asks the DC Gazette. Great question, guys. A Chick-fil-A restaurant in Orlando, Florida, on Sunday, they're normally closed on Sundays, by the way, folks, their staff went in, went to work, created a bunch of food, delivered sandwiches and iced tea, free of charge, to the blood drive, supporting the victims of that horrific event on Sunday at the Pulse Gay Bar. That's according to the Washington Times. Good for the Washington Times reporting it. Good for the folks at the DC Gazette, but why hasn't this gone viral? You know, they used to say that, hey, Chick-fil-A folks, they're Christian, they hate gays because they believe in one man, one woman policies. But you know what? They might have their beliefs, but they reached out a kind-hearted arm. I commend Chick-fil-A. GOP stalwarts push back against the Donald. They call it the juggernaut. Yeah. I thought they were like, we got to support the nominee. Now that it's Trump, they push back against the juggernaut, huh? Meet Susie Tompkins Buell. Who is she, you say? Well, she's a lady that's a big donor to Hillary Clinton. She's one of Hillary Clinton's biggest donors in California, but they hardly ever talk politics, Susan says. Very interesting. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. It is available still on your Roku player. Look in the special interest section of the Roku for the Liberty News Daily, or Liberty News Radio channel. Also available at libertyroundtable.com. Right, without further ado, news the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. They say interest rates untouched by the Fed, Kurt. Feds signal slower growth, according to USA Today. Your response?
Well, you know, it's sort of like you get a little peek behind the you know, the curtain, the Wizard of Oz curtain, every so often when they tell us, hey, man, the economy's ripping and all this stuff. And then they say, oh, yeah, but we decided to kind of hold back on this or that, right? What do you think?
Well, it's fascinating to me that they have to have these Fed meetings. All they'd have to do is call me up and ask me, should we raise interest rates or not? And I'd tell them, Kurt.
Uh-huh. Well, they got to act like they're doing something.
You want to know my response?
You know, for the... Yeah.
Get rid of interest rates.
Good point.
Go to honest money, and let's not have governments lending money to anybody. Anyway, where in the Constitution does government lend money? Kurt, you would say, oh, no, Sam, it's not the government. The Federal Reserve is a private banking cartel. Well, you're right about that, but they got sanctioned by the federal government. They're in bed with the federal government, pulling the lever in their favor at the expense of everyone else.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem here. So go back to honest money. Joint or just weights and measures, as the Bible puts it, and just reject this phony manipulation of money called the interest rates. That's what you do. All right. Anyway, there you have that. Now, there's a lot of details coming out about this murder in the Pulse Gay Bar on Sunday Mr. Mateen, Kurt. Mm-hmm. It turns out that I guess he made several phone calls while he was shooting everybody.
Well, of course. I mean, if you're shooting guys, you got to use your phone. You know, I mean,
well, no, I don't really get that. If the guy's using his phone, it seems like a couple of guys could have rushed him while he was trying to call. Or it just seems a little strange to me how this guy's able to take down, the, you know, make the security guard run. By the way, did you know that? The security guard that had a gun that engaged Mateen ran, Kurt.
Well, those kind of security guys are, you don't want to pay them much more than minimum wage. You know,
yeah, I'm glad that, well, I'm just glad they don't work for some of our government officials, or things might be slightly different, you know?
Yeah, good point.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare. The war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and a-peeling because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, by the way, this half hour is brought to you in part by your free scientifically backed Vigor test. How would you like less depression, less frustration, less anger, less confusion? How would you like a greater capacity to handle multiple tasks, a cheerful attitude, more energy? All right, I knew you would. Get a hold of Kurt, take the scientifically backed free Vigor test today, and then with natural health and healing, you can improve your energy levels, to say the least. Get a hold of Kurt and say, I want to take the free Vigor test, please. That's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or simply Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. All right, we're talking about this Omar Mateen scenario. And there's more information coming out about this guy. And everything I find out just makes you go, man, Alex Jones knew. about this case, Kurt. Exactly how, I don't know. But he's turning out to be more right by the second. Orlando police reject FOIA request for Mateen's 9/11 call. LibertyNewsDaily.com. So Mateen was calling a bunch of people while he was shooting everybody, Kurt. He not only called 9/11 multiple times, but he called news stations as well and said, hey, I'm the shooter. Did you hear about the shooting? Kind of stuff. Police are refusing to release the Orlando 9/11 call, causing suspicion over Mateen's motives, Kurt. Raising questions about the details in that call. Now, there's a victim who's in the hospital bed right now, Kurt, that was there. And she lived, her name is Patience Carter. And Patience Carter says she heard Mateen speaking to the cops on the phone, listen carefully, pledging allegiance to ISIS. And, listen, saying the attacks were a direct retaliation for America's bombing of Afghanistan. Now, if that's true, Kurt, Ron Paul's words echo, where Ron Paul and the CIA document that, you know what, there's a principle called blowback. When you attack and interfere in the affairs of others, eventually it'll blow back to you. They'll eventually start attacking you because you have no business being involved there. That's why the founding fathers warned us of these foreign entanglements. But now Patience Carter, a witness, a victim from her hospital bed, said, hey, she heard Mateen on the phone with the cops. And he said this is a direct response. It's direct retaliation for the Americans bombing Afghanistan. Now listen carefully because the plot thickens. It is important to recount that Omar Mateen's father is a Taliban supporter who, believe it or not, has even put his name forward to become president of Afghanistan, Kurt. Now, Omar Mateen also called a news station during the gay nightclub shooting, if you didn't know that also. Now, they say investigators want to know what the gunman's current wife knew. So now as we get more information, he had an ex-wife that claims he was gay, that claims that he beat her, and she has had nothing to do with him, but he has a current wife, I guess, that he was with for a couple of years there. They have a 3-year-old kid. And the current wife, you know, drove him to the gay club before, helped him kind of chart out possible places to attack. They don't know if they're going to arrest her. Judge Napolitano says she might get the death sentence. Who knows what will happen there? I don't want to speculate on that. The point is, the wife knew ahead of time. Other accomplices may have known ahead of time. There was Facebook and 9/11 calls ahead of time. So investigators say they want to know what the gunman's wife knew. But I, Kurt, we want to know what the government knew. Because the government investigated these guys multiple times. You really wonder what the government knew about this thing. They act like, golly, this just took us by surprise. Holy mackerel. I don't believe it, Kurt. They knew too much. In fact, when you start talking about the informants that were involved with him, it's very possible they put him up to this very task. But the more you look into it, the more you say, you know what, Alex Jones says this was a false flag operation, and man, it's sure looking strange to me. The more we dig, the more information we get. That's very interesting. Why would the government refuse to release the 9/11 call? Why? Right now, it gets even worse, Kurt, or more strange. Because, of course, when you have strange deaths, Kurt, you got to conduct autopsies, right? So they literally got like 50 autopsies to conduct. But here's another very strange twist for you. Dr. Stephanie, I guess is how you say his name. Dr. Stephanie, Kurt, was officially made Orange County's chief medical examiner just 2 days after the slaughter at Pulse, Kurt. So 2 days after the slaughter, they get a new chief medical examiner for the county. Now, they say, don't worry, he had filled in on occasion for like a year before this. But then they go on and say in this, quote, New York Times article, that his first real day on the job, his office completed 18 autopsies directly related to the Pulse massacre. Now, you look at that and you go, what? You could say, Sam, that's just a crazy coincidence. There's nothing to that, Sam. You don't know what you're talking about. Come on. And I would say that's fine, but really, after the most, one of the most horrific mass murders, mass shootings in the United States, the medical examiner in charge, his first day on the job, 18 autopsies relating to this event. He was officially made Orange County's chief medical examiner 2 days after this, really? And you're saying it's just a coincidence? I don't know, but the more I dig, you start blocking 9/11 calls. You start finding out that informants worked with Mateen. You start finding out the government investigated this guy on multiple occasions. You start finding out that he had a couple of trips to Saudi Arabia. You start to find out that witnesses claim there was a second shooter. Of course, that got shut down so fast it made your head spin. And now Omar Mateen calling TV stations, news stations during the club shooting. Patience Carter, one of the witnesses, clearly said she heard him. He's saying it was blowback for our attack and bombing of Afghanistan. But Barack says there's no real evidence that he was a lone wolf actor. No real evidence of, come on. How stupid do you think we are? We want to know what the government knew. What do you think of that, Kurt? His first real day on the job, performing 18 autopsies. They switched the medical examiner 2 days after this event. And we're supposed to believe that has nothing to do with anything. Everything is on the up and up, Kurt. Any final thoughts on that? Crazy.
Well, you know, just remember the scene in Star Wars where they come up to the checkpoint and the guy goes, there's nothing wrong here. Let them pass, you know.
Roger that.
You know,
sir.
The whole point is, you know, you just look somewhere else, you know. It's all of these little anomalies, you know, like I guess WorldNet Daily's got a piece where they some of the witnesses say they were multiple accomplices. One said there were three snipers out there waiting for the cops. Anyway, you know, just interesting stuff, huh, Sam?
Well, it's scary stuff when you really think about the implications. Now, Donald Trump tries to run around and say, these people are weak. We got to be tough. You know, he says that over and over and over and over. Except when his son had an interview with Sam Bushman, then the Donald Trump Jr. blinked and Sr. won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. But my open letter to Donald Sr. stands. Nevertheless, Donald preaches tough guy, but he blinked, Kurt. He absolutely blinked. I'll give you the details in seconds. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Congress should devise a no-buy list that would prevent people suspected of terrorist sympathies from purchasing firearms, writes UCLA law professor Adam Winkler in the New York Times. Echoing an Obama administration refrain, Winkler asks, quote, since the September 11 attacks, the government has kept suspected terrorists from boarding airplanes by placing them on no-fly lists. Isn't it time we also had no-buy lists? Civil libertarians have long objected to no-fly lists as a violation of due process. Winkler claims that a no-buy list would offer due process protections by requiring the Attorney General to offer evidence supporting the designation to a court, but the proceeding would be secret. In other news, the mass murder carried out in Orlando by what appears to be a mentally ill, partially closeted homosexual who was raised as a Muslim, implicates all believers in a monotheistic religion in murderous hatred of gays, insists Yonat Shimron of the Religious News Service. Quote, if there was one message in the massacre, it seemed to be that LGBT people are still not safe, and that religious teachings, or at least a narrow reading of them, may be a contributing factor to hatred against gays, declared Shimron. Neil MacDonald, a commentator for the Canadian Broadcast Company, was even more blunt. The sacred monotheistic texts contain prohibitions that would, by just about any legal definition, be considered hate speech in the modern secular world, MacDonald wrote, accusing traditional religious believers of sharing in the collective guilt for the attack. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt on your radio, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. So we're talking about this shooting on Sunday in the gay nightclub, The Pulse, if you will, in Orlando, Florida. We're talking about the fact that the government's blocking the release of the 9/11 call. We're talking about a fact that a witness and a victim from her hospital bed says that, hey, she heard Omer Mateen on the phone with the cops. And he was saying, that, you know what? This is absolutely directly related to the United States bombing. No joke. The United States bombing of Pakistan. I'm sorry, Afghanistan. Sorry, Afghanistan.
That's right.
Now, you think about that, and the blowback principle that the CIA and Ron Paul have documented comes to mind. But he also called a news station and bragged of the shooting. Investigators want to know what the gunman's wife knew, but I want to know what the government knew. Because this is looking more and more and more and more like a false flag. Now, Dr. Stephanie was officially made the Orange County Chief Medical Examiner 2 days after the mass murder. In fact, his office did 18 autopsies on the first day on the job. You comfortable with that? I'm not comfortable changing medical examiners right after that event and then saying there's no relationship. By the way, we're blocking 9/11 calls. Barack not willing to admit the ties to Islamic terrorism. All right, now, even Trump, though, he pitches himself as a strong man, Kurt. He's tough. Everybody's got to be tough. Everybody else is weak. They got to be tough. If nobody's tough enough, I'll have to do it alone, says the Donald. But when his son tangles with Sam Bushman, his son melts down. Sam Bushman writes an open letter to Donald Sr. Donald can't even respond to it in an appropriate way. Just afraid, running and backpedaling and melting down. But he blinked again, Kurt, in the mainstream press, sad to say. You know, the National Rifle Association, the NRA, endorsed the Donald. You know that, right, Kurt? But now the Donald.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, now the Donald. He says this, Trump, people on the terror watch list should be barred from buying firearms. The Donald wrote on Twitter, quote, I will be meeting with the NRA, who, of course, endorsed me, about not allowing people on the terrorist watch list or the no-fly list to buy guns. Do you want to respond to that, Kurt? The Donald going to meet with the NRA to convince them that, hey, people on the terrorist list or the watch list or the no-fly list, they shouldn't be able to buy guns, Kurt.
Well, I'm sure that would have held off any problems here. I mean, as long as if we could make a new law that just
Kurt,
says no bad stuff goes on, that'll do it. One more law. You know
the
what
FBI
I mean?
Took him off the no-fly list, buddy. He was okay.
I know. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Then you or me or, you know, somebody that Obama doesn't like or somebody that Trump doesn't like will be, you know, out without a gun. While the guys like Mateen, you know, he'll be fine because he was passed by the FBI.
My response to the Donald is, have you lost your mind? Where in the Supreme Law does it say you can create some government registry that's unconstitutional anyway without authority? Then we're going to use that to deny people their Second Amendment rights? What if all of a sudden they don't like Donald, so all of a sudden his name appears on the no-fly list, Kurt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great point.
All I'm telling you, folks, is it's a non-starter. It's a deceptive lie. Because, of course, you would naturally go, well, of course we don't want people on the no-fly. These are the bad guys. Yeah, but it's who the government has identified as the bad guys. And right now, if you look at the IRS list, what about if we say on the no-fly list, on the terrorist watch list, and also on the FBI, on the IRS, do not give them a tax-exempt status list?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we go with that is the point. Kurt, we have absolutely fantastic news.
Okay.
Yeah? I got awesome news. And it's not the Donald trying to disarm a certain group of citizens defined by the government, by the way. That's bad news.
Yeah.
But this, my friend, is phenomenal news. And I found it on libertynewsdaily.com. You got to keep an eye on that site if you want to be caught up on the real news that's happening. I'm telling you right now. Here's the good news, Kurt.
Yeah.
Federal judge throws out most serious allegation or charge, if you will, against the National Wildlife or Malheur occupiers. U.S. District Judge Anna J. Brown has dismissed the most serious charge lodged against 26 people who took part in last winter's protest. That's occupation of the Wildlife National Monument. The defendants, Kurt, have been accused of using and carrying a firearm in relation to a crime of violence, specifically to create intimidation of federal employees. Well, in the motion to dismiss the charge, Kurt, the defense argued that the prosecution's application of the federal statute with regards to this protest was intentionally constitutionally vague and could be used to criminalize other forms of disputed protest. In other words, Judge Brown agreed on this vagueness idea. The charge was void for vagueness and granted the motion to dismiss. Now, that is a huge win, Kurt. Is it perfect? No. Are there a ton of other charges against them? Yes. Are they going to be out anytime soon? I don't know, but I doubt it. But I know this. When the judge in this case, Anna J. Brown, agrees with the defense and throws out the most serious charge, at the least, that's going to make it much easier to push for less sentencing and or to put the whole case in question. We got a long way to go, Kurt, but I find this good news. Because the idea here is that, A, because these guys had a firearm, that means they intended to use those firearms in a criminal act to intimidate federal employees, etc. That's not true. And the reason I say it's not true is that's what the prosecution's pushing for. But when you see an Ammon Bundy walk into the middle of a gymnasium full of people for a town hall meeting, Kurt, and just, you know, casually walk up and sit down in the bleachers surrounded by everybody with his cowboy hat on and no threats or intimidating moves were made, not even a gun was ever shown by Ammon Bundy that I know of. And you look at that and you say, you know, is that really using a gun in a crime to threaten federal employees? Yeah, I hardly think so. When the refuge occupiers were freely coming and going, and when people would come to the refuge to check it out and they'd say, hey, come on in for some soup, man, I hardly think it was the intimidation tactics the prosecution is pushing for. So this is great news in my opinion. I know it's not enough, folks, but it's a start. And at least it shows the judge is willing to consider the facts here. Constitutionally. Vague. That's kind of interesting. I really thought that was, in my mind, good news. Now, I know a lot of naysayers would be like, Sam, that's not good news. They're still going to be locked up in jail forever. I know. I'm not telling you it's perfect. But I really try hard to find good news and find something to be cheerful about. I know that sounds crazy in our society today. But that's just how we roll on Liberty Roundtable Live. We look for solutions. We look for positive developments, etc. So anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. Anna J. Brown, the judge, the federal judge, throws out most serious charge against the Malfur refuge occupiers. All right, Sheriff Joe's in the news. Bizarre summer camp for kids. Kurt's got the details.
Yeah.
Crazy.
You know, if you're looking for something for your kids for the summertime, I mean, you know, just think of sending them to Sheriff Joe's.
Not a chance
bizarre
on the
summer camp.
Kurt's gonna give you the details in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. We've got to just toss out this teaser. Hey, would you like to send your kids to Sheriff Joe's summer camp? A little hint.
Ooh,
I'm
baby.
Not sending mine. All right, Sam and Kurt, News the Networks refuse to use. Kurt's going to love this. I got some news about sleeping, too. Yeah, news about sleeping. That's right. And I'm not talking immoral. I'm just talking about getting some rest, okay? Hang tight. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution. The Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Thank you.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going camping this summer, but I ain't going to Sheriff Joe's camp, and I'm certainly not sending my kids there, Kurt. This is not a joke, right?
Well, it's a good point, Sam, and Sheriff Joe's got a summer camp. I've never heard of a sheriff doing this before, but Sheriff Joe is not your, kind of average sheriff.
And he's a nice guy, and he does a lot of good in many cases, but, he's not a constitutional sheriff, Kurt.
Well, I know, but all I can say is, in many ways, we applaud Sheriff Joe, and he's got a summer camp going on. The headline from Liberty News Daily is Sheriff Joe's Bizarre Summer Camp. And it says, parents in Maricopa County, Arizona, have an opportunity to send their grade school-aged children to jail for the summer. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, the proud administrator of the Tent City Jail, has offered a two-day event called Camp Summer Stars that's designed to show young people the realities of jail life and the story says prevent them from getting involved in illegal activity. Now, this is a report from KTVX. It's a news station in Phoenix, or at least they have news, I should say. Participants, by the way, if you send your children there, will wear prison attire, work as inmate laborers, eat jail food, sleep in tents or bunks, and be required to follow jail regulations. For some reason, Arpaio assures parents that the temporary inmates will have some fun too. So there you go. And no mention of the cost of the summer camp. But anyway, there you go.
What do you think about this, Kurt?
Sheriff Joe's out of the box. As always, and all I can say is if you've got, let's say you're a parent and your child's messing around with some different stuff they shouldn't be doing, maybe you'd want to give them a little
dose of reality.
Something like that. But what I think is interesting, it just says for Maricopa County students, we've heard of all these deals where these parents from the wealthy districts or whatever send their kids to the desert for the summer or whatever. I guess Sheriff Joe's just getting in on it, huh?
I guess so. Maybe he has to raise money to investigate Barack, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't see any real points about the cost on there. They do have the dates you could participate, but, anyway.
All right, Kurt, you're going to love this story. I found it and thought of you, so I grabbed it and popped it into the story list for today. Headline says, should we be sleeping twice a day? They say that two shorter slumber periods may suit our body clocks better and may increase alertness. Believe it or not, Dr. Melinda Jackson, she's a psychologist specializing in sleep disorders, Dr. Shaman or Shavon. No, Shaban. Anyway, there's a BH in there somewhere, and it's hard to... whatever. Shaban Banks is a sleep researcher at the University of South Australia, okay? And these guys did a massive study, Kurt.
I'm a sleep researcher as well, yeah.
You just sleep and pretend you're researching, though. These guys actually do real research, Kurt.
Yeah.
They say sleeping for 8 hours, Kurt, is a modern concept. And believe it or not, split sleep used to be normal. Sleeping in two chunks actually increases alertness and allows what they call greater flexibility. Now, they say many of us wake up in the middle of the night tossing and turning rather than sinking back into slumber. This may be because our body clocks are, believe it or not, better suited to two shorter chunks of sleep rather than one long period. And then they go through the history, Kurt, and they say from medical text to court records and diaries, throughout history, there have been many accounts of segmented sleep. And believe it or not, a subset of this can be seen currently in the patterns of sleep with regards to countries that take siestas. Sleeping in two periods may increase alertness during the day and provide people the flexibility to spend more time working and more time with family. Now, they explain the history of segmented sleeping. And they say around a third of the population, believe it or not, has trouble sleeping, Kurt. And especially difficulty sleeping throughout the night. They say that, you know what, it's distressing for nighttime folks to not get sleep because of our societal expectations. You got to be up all day and sleep all night or you're not doing okay. But they say this, there's evidence from our past that suggests this, quote, period of wakefulness between our two sleeps was the norm for literally centuries. Now, they say some people would wake up and chop wood, sew, read, relying on the light of the moon or oil lamps. They even say some people would wake up to have sex. Now, that, I'm sure that's just a modern twist. You got to put sex in every story, sad to say. They say, believe it or not, in pre-industrial Europe, Kurt, people slept for 2 hours, then they'd get up and do some things. And then they'd go back to bed. They say the disappearance between the first and second sleep started kind of in the 1700s. They say that the upper classes of Northern Europe started to have only one sleep, and that kind of filtered down to the rest of everybody else. But it's interesting, they say in the literature, Kurt, or the history, the diaries, etc., the history of insomnia coincided with the period of getting rid of two sleeps in favor of one per day. In other words, the idea is that society might be putting unnecessary pressure on individuals that they must obtain a night of continuous consolidated sleep. And then they say, are two periods of sleep per day more natural? They say yes. It's kind of fascinating, Kurt. What do you think, Kurt? They even did some studies in modern times where they would do basically 2 5-hour shifts or 2 7-hour shifts, or they'd try a 6-hour and a 3-hour shift, that kind of stuff. And they find that sleeping in two chunks is better for your body. They say, you know what, normal society doesn't conform to this, so we have to kind of be forced to the sleep schedule that our society allows. They used to say that a 7 to 9 hour, one chunk sleep was best to make you feel the most refreshed. But they say such a schedule may not suit our circadian rhythms. In other words, our body clock as we sink to the world around us. Now, they say this, Kurt, if you want to get the two sleep idea rhythm down, You have to get the timing right. That is, you must commence sleep when you have a low circadian level. And the idea, Kurt, is when you're tired, go to sleep. And when you're not tired, then be awake. Now, that's what the researchers are saying, Kurt, and you're probably going, I could have told you people that. But in support of that, Kurt, there's growing evidence that naps are fantastic for you. And they believe that a lot of these sleep disorders aren't disorders at all. It's just that you need to learn to sleep based on your natural sleep rhythms. Do you want to respond to that, Kurt?
Well, you know, like you said, I could have told you this, but, you know, so many times, so many of these deals like this are just common sense. You know, when, say, for example, you have to run a marathon and maybe a few other tasks in a day, then I think you're going to be tired sooner than you would have if you just, for example, just sat around reading a book. And so then your body would require rest, more, you know, I mean, sooner. And yet, you know, it seems like these, real smart guys, are just figuring this out. I, you know, suggest, like you mentioned, I think you almost read a phrase that I've said many times, and that is, when you're tired, rest. When you're awake, do some good, you know, get up. Get
there
moving.
You have it. All right, we got to get Kurt Moore on his mic. He might not be quite awake. Maybe his circadian rhythm is kind of down, you know. Got to get Kurt. I got him turned up way more than me, people. He's got like twice the volume on my board that I've got already. Except I'm awake.
Well, there you
Kurt's,
go.
You know, half awake there.
Well, I figured it was a sleep story, so I should, you know, be kind of rested.
Buddy, come
about
on.
It, you know what I mean?
Ladies and gentlemen, but, hour one in the can.
Story.
Hour two coming up. Kurt's right once again. Shouldn't we be sleeping twice a day? Two shorter periods of slumber, they say, may increase alertness, increase health, and be better for our bodies, is the new research. All right. This nation shall endure. We need your help, folks. LibertyRoundtable.com.